We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. That has breaking news. DraftKings Sportsbook now offering a mobile casino here in Pennsylvania. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. That's right. $200 risk-free. All you got to do is go to the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and find the casino games in the top navigation bar to start playing. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app right now. Use promo code KSN. Play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. Promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Dustin, it's time to play buy or sell. Are you ready?
I think so.
I'm going to take first shot at this. And are you buying or selling that Sean Clifford is the next Joe Burrow? No, I'm only kidding. If you listen to our show the last couple of weeks, you know what that's about. I'm going to go another route. Here, do you buy or sell that the new offensive coordinator, Kirk Ciarca, will make a significant positive impact on the Penn State offense?
Oh, I'm buying that one. You know, I think Kirk Ciarca is just, I don't know about the perfect guy at the perfect time, but he's the right guy at the right time for what Penn State has, the ingredients in the cupboard, for having a quarterback that they like, a guy who shows, I think, some of the core competencies of being a Division I quarterback at a high level. Some people have told me that Joe Burrow is hoping to be the next Sean Clifford, and I don't blame him. You know, I don't blame him for that. But I do think, you know, you can nitpick Sean Clifford's performance, and he would be the first guy who tells you that there's a lot of stuff he could have done better last year. But, you know, to again go down the Joe Burrow path, Joe Burrow didn't find himself until this past season. You know, it's not that uncommon for a starting quarterback to need a year, to need maybe 2 years to really find his stride and where things are and get into a rhythm and make the quick decisions and the quick reads and all that. It's a delicate position to play. And Sean Clifford, I think, will keep getting better at it. But I think Kirk Ciarca and his ability to be innovative in a simple way, you know, to not overthink it either, to recognize what they can do, how to game plan and adapt that to whatever the next opponent is. Him at Minnesota just torching Penn State's defense with not an overly complicated process, right? Like we're going to slant, we're going to RPO, we're going to make the linebackers come up, and then we're going to hit them behind in between the linebackers and the safeties. Okay. That's a simple read, a simple adjustment, a simple approach, but they're able to execute it at such a high level that it's still really, really hard to stop. And I think that's what you and I have discussed a lot of times is, okay, I don't need you to be the smartest guy in the room. I just need you to make some simple adjustments. Let's focus on what we do really, really well and say, listen, stop us. You know, this is what we're doing. This is who we are as an offense. We don't need to adapt that from week one to week two. We just need to stay true to who we are, make some simple adjustments along the way. Kirk Ciarca seems like the guy to do that. And then you throw in the offensive line, the strength in the running game. There's a lot to really like about the ingredients here. I think Kirk Ciarca is that guy. I'm buying.
So am I. And I don't want to overstate the small sample size of Minnesota versus Penn State. And I don't think we only look at that game. Look at what he has done. He did for that Minnesota team through the year. I know they won several games where they were probably the less talented team. And it was based on the game against Penn State. it was definitely their game plan, his game plan, that made the difference in the game. I'm looking forward to seeing that on Penn State's side of the field, having the guy who can make that that kind of game plan against different opponents. All right, you want me to go with another one, Dusty, or do you have one you want to hit up?
Go ahead. Go ahead. I've got a couple in my back pocket.
All right, here's my next one, and it goes to what we talked about earlier in the show, which was the wide receivers. You mentioned the running backs. Sean Clifford's going to be better, the offensive line. I think the defense is going to be pretty good. But if a couple of the wide receivers step up, they don't have to be superstars, but just a couple of them step up their game, this is a playoff team.
Are we buying or selling the playoff team, or are we buying or selling the wide receiver's role in them becoming a playoff team?
If the wide receivers step up, are you buying that this is a playoff team?
I think so. I mean, if you look at the biggest question marks on this roster and the things that kind of make you wonder if they're good enough in that area, wide receiver is, I don't know, either at or near the top of that list. And if that's going to be one of their shortcomings, if they have a few surprises, like think about what Allen Robinson did. What was it, 2012, when he, Penn State had a ton of questions at wide receiver. He just burst onto the scene. Now, I'm not saying any of these guys are Allen Robinson, but to have a guy who comes, you know, from our perspective, out of nowhere and just has a monster year. If that happens, Jim, that's one of the biggest question marks answered. And if they answer that question, I think they should be off run. I think they're a borderline fringe like contender for that anyway, even with that shortcoming in mind. So yeah, I would buy that one. Let me throw one back at you. What is your position on that, by the way?
Well, I actually wrote down the note here, playoff capable if this happens. I'm not guaranteeing a playoff team, but I can't see why not. You know, if the wide receivers, a couple of them do step up. And by the way, I just want people to remember this, that they heard this here first on the Keystone Kickoff Show, that next year Sean Clifford's going to become Joe Burrow and TJ Jones is going to become Allen Robinson. And you heard it here first from Dustin.
Yeah, I think that's a nice moderate position to take on that.
I just want to make sure I'm quoting you correctly.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, fair enough. I've got one more here. You want me to hit that one up before you get to yours?
Sure.
All right. This is the best offensive line of the James Franklin era.
I'm buying that 100%. And I mean, I think to go a step further, how many times have they had that much experience coming back? And I think it's talented. It's good experience coming back. This has been an uphill fight to get to this point, really since he got here. And I don't know that. I think even last year you were wondering how good this group could be. But I think it definitely is. And I think to go a step beyond that, I think their philosophies and their ideas and their development and their depth building, you know, you are going, I don't know, probably 7, 8, 9 deep here. And I think you're going to be able to rotate these guys in. And I think they have this machine set up going into the future that they're going to be able to make smoother transitions, I think, from one year to the next. It's not like falling off a cliff. They're insisting on getting guys involved. And I think, you know, we sat here, Greg, as much as anybody, not to throw him under the bus, but why are you not naming a starter between CJ Thorpe and Mike Miranda? You know, why, and I think the idea behind that was let's get them as close to starter reps as possible between the two of them, because at some point in time, we're going to need both of them at the same time. They better both be as equally ready as we can make them. That idea is what sustains programs and helps them work through losing personnel. You know, at this point, if they were to lose 3 starting offensive linemen, they would be falling off a cliff. And I think I'm buying what you're selling there. And I'm saying even going into the future, the line is more uniquely equipped to be good from one year to the next than it's ever been.
definitely more depth than ever. Yes, this is the best offensive line that James Franklin has had here at Penn State. All right, Dustin, your turn. What do you got?
So I don't want to trigger anybody, but I'm going to say, are you buying or selling Penn State will play nine games? I mean, college football will be nine games in 2020. Are you looking at over that or under that?
Oh, boy. Because there's
It's not exactly the spirit of what we're of buy or sell, but are you buying that they're going to be more games than nine?
That's a good question. It seems like there's the compromise, and you and I were talking off air about the whole pandemic thing and how people talk in extremes. You know, it's all this way or all that way, when the answer is probably in the middle somewhere. And since I'm a shades of gray kind of guy, I'm thinking that that's kind of the compromise, that, gee, we probably can't start on time with the full season, maybe with a delayed start. You don't have the out-of-conference games, so you can play your nine conference games with a little bit of a delayed start. I'm buying that as a distinct possibility, Dustin.
I think there are shades of gray. You know, James Franklin brought a lot of the shades of gray up last week. I know some people kind of skewered him for speaking openly and honestly and wondering about certain things. And again, I kind of applaud him for you know, acknowledging the nuance of this conversation. And there's a lot of nuance that we don't know how it's going to unfold yet. But in some way, shape, or form, it's just hard for me to believe that they're going to play 12, 13 plus games, including the playoff. Whether that's them starting later or condensing or not playing non-conference games or some conference opponents in states where they can't play yet. I know that was a sensitive issue. So some way or another, I think they're going to play less than 12. I think, I'm buying right around nine games. How about just last but not least, Sean Clifford, 2654. That was his passing yardage last year. Are you buying that he's a lock to go over that number in 2020?
Yes, yes, yes. And I think he missed the Rutgers game last year. So right there, you could add a few hundred yards. I'm buying
800 for sure. 800, no doubt.
You heard it here first. But I am buying that. I'm buying the Kurt Sciarca, Sean Clifford combination. I think it's really going to work well. I think that Sean Clifford, there's still more in the tank. He's got a higher ceiling than what he has shown. I'm a big believer in both those guys. I'm not sure if I'm so like you are that he's the next Joe Burrow, but I am buying that he will have a big season. Dusty, that's going to have to be it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
So, what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.